Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he gave us new life by raising Jesus Christ from death. This fills us with a living hope, and so we look forward to possessing the rich blessings that God keeps for his people. He keeps them for you in heaven, where they cannot decay or spoil or fade away. They are for you, who through faith are kept safe by God's power for the salvation which is ready to be revealed at the end of time. Be glad about this, even though it may now be necessary for you to be sad for a while because of the many kinds of trials you suffer. Their purpose is to prove that your faith is genuine. Even gold, which can be destroyed, is tested by fire. And so your faith, which is much more precious than gold, must also be tested so that it may endure. Then you will receive praise and glory and honour on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed. You love him, even though you have not seen him, and you believe in him, although you do not now see him. So you rejoice with a great and glorious joy which words cannot express, because you are receiving the salvation of your souls, which is the purpose of your faith in him.
It was late that Sunday evening, and the disciples were gathered together behind locked doors, because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. Then Jesus came and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. After saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the scars of the nails in his hands and put my finger on those scars and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, the disciples were together again indoors, and Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Then stretch out your hand and put it in my side. Stop your doubting and believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Do you believe because you see me? How happy are those who believe without seeing me." In his disciples' presence, Jesus performed many other miracles which are not written down in this book. But these have been written in order that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through your faith in him, you may have life.
Would you believe it? They're all at it now, the whole daft lot of them. I never thought I'd see the day. Not Peter, anyway. I thought he had more sense. And James and John, hot-headed at times, perhaps. But they had their heads screwed on, or so I thought. Okay, maybe the others were a little suspect. Simon, for one. To be honest, I felt like he'd believe anything sometimes. And the rest, they had their moments too, to put it kindly. But this, Jesus alive and kicking, dropping in on them for a quiet chat. Who are they trying to kid? It really is beyond me. I mean, they were the first to mock when the women came back, trembling and laughing like a bunch of mixed-up children. We all agreed it was nothing more than hysteria, poor things. So what's changed? What's got into them? If you ask me, it's this cursed waiting. Waiting for the sound of footsteps. Waiting for the knock on the door. Waiting for the moment when we know it's all up for us, just as it was for him. That's enough to make anyone go off their trolley. But even so, you won't catch me rabbiting on about Jesus being alive. I'll want more than a few fanciful visions before I start doing that. Let me touch him, perhaps. See the scars. Put my hand in that spear wound. Feel where they smashed those nails home. And then, who knows, it might be different. But be honest, what chance is there of that? Do you believe it could happen? I don't.